today, President Obama will declare a 5,000-square-mile area off Cape Cod a national monument, the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument, as it will be called, is the first of its kind in the Atlantic. But the move will ban commercial fishing in the area. Some forms of fishing will be banned as soon as November, and that, as you might expect, is not sitting well with local fishermen. Joining us now to talk about it is Beth Cazzoni with the Massachusetts Lobstermen Association. Good morning, Beth, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me on the show.
How important is this area for the fishing industry? Is it fish often? Is it a productive place?
It's a productive place. We've worked together with many fishing organizations, and there's an estimated 10,000 commercial fishermen and charter fishermen from New Jersey to Canada that fish in these areas. And the economic impacts, we've learned, are going to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Red crab and lobster fisheries will have 7 years to leave the area. Is that enough time to find new locations for fishing?
7 years sounds like a long time, but it's really not when the areas that they're going to be moving into are already heavily fished. And the red crab fleet, it's my understanding that those red crabs are primarily in the canyons that are going to be designated. And, you know, to have that fishery taken away completely leaves that, you know, that fleet, that crab fleet, looking for other species to go fish for.
The red crab and the lobster fishermen and the other commercial fishers will be pushed out of that area. For the people who fish for a lobster, is there a place to go where they'll catch as much that'll be as productive?
I've never fished out there personally. It's a far away from home, and it's my understanding that where they're fishing is, you know, highly profitable with minimal impact, and to go find other areas is going to displace other fishermen. You know, like I said, the ocean's a big place, but when it comes to fishing, especially with trawls that take up miles of length, it's really hard to move into an area where there's already people fishing.
What about lobstermen and lobster women? Is it a productive place for them? What kind of catch comes out of there?
It's a highly productive place for the offshore fleet. And, you know, I've heard numbers, individual companies in that area, $5 million, $10 million. So it's a highly productive area. And what's more concerning is the process that, you know, for the president to take his executive order through the Antiquities Act created in 1906 and use it today when there's fishery management already in place to protect these areas is concerning, number one, as an American and as a fisheries organization, and it's quite frustrating.
You're saying he should not have taken executive action for a move like this?
Correct. There's due process, and that goes through the New England Fisheries Management Council, through the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and this, you know, this has been working. And to have a 1906 act be utilized today when Congress designated these areas under the Magnuson-Stevens Act is just so disheartening.
So what next? Will this decision, do you expect this decision to be fought in court by fishermen?
Well, we've filed a letter to the Council on Environmental Quality yesterday, a multi-group letter written by a law firm in Washington. And, you know, the legality of the president's authority is in question, and due process has not been done, and the fishing industry is continually held to this due process through fisheries management, and to have them be exempt with the stroke of a pen seems illegal.
So basically you're saying if the fisheries industry and the fisheries regulators are held to a process, shouldn't the president too?
Exactly. And, you know, to file a lawsuit, you know, it's my understanding that to file a lawsuit against any agency, government, or whatnot, it's, you know, you have to have quite a few million dollars behind you. And from a fishing organization standpoint and looking at what the environmental groups raise annually on conservation measures, we, you know, as an individual organization, we can't afford to fight that kind of legal battle. And, you know, it's, you know, if you want to save a piece of coral, people will throw tens of thousands of dollars at it. But if you want to save a fisherman, they'll tell him to get another job. And it's not that easy. I mean, there's a reason why people fish. They love it. It's a way of life. It's ingrained in their souls. And, you know, it's not that easy just to tell a fisherman to go get another job.
Beth Gazzoni with the Massachusetts Lobstermen Association. Thanks a lot for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Great. Thank you, Bob.